Now.
Welcome. For your listening pleasure, we invite ears of all shapes, colors, and sizes to experience the Audio Files Podcast.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Anthony, the baby mama slayer, up and all up in ya. You know how we do here on the Audio Files. And man, today it is an official gangbang because we got the stallion back in the building. We haven't had him here in a while. What up, homie?
Finally, the stallion has come back to the Audio Files Podcast. How you guys doing today?
Woo! We're doing great, man.
It doesn't matter how you're doing today.
Shit. I should have fucking knew. I should have seen it coming. Son of a bitch. God. Fuck. Got me.
I've been watching a lot of wrestling TikTok, so I'm sorry. I had to try to throw it in there. So.
You are our tribal chief. Yes. Oh, shit. Good.
What's up, y'all? It's been a while.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, and speaking of stallions, we also got the daddy long leg in the it's kind of like Slender Man, but he just has a big dick. Like, it's just like his name's Bebo.
My name's Slender Thing. Man, I'm a little under the weather. These baby mama's kids, like walking petri dishes, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And they finally caught up to me.
Grabbing their ass, putting it in their mouth, and fucking touching everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then touching the PlayStation controller.
One of those fuckers got me.
Son of a bitch. You wanna play 2K? Got me. Fucking A.
That's what I get for drinking one of his juices.
Wow. And speaking of juices, we got the bread boy in the building. What up, bread boy?
Yeah. Glad to be back. I'm glad my juice is everywhere.
So juicy.
So fine.
Oh, man. And speaking of the bread boy, he brought us today's pick. For those of you, before we get into that, those of you that don't know, we are the Audio Files. We are on season 5. It is a miraculous season. We promise this season we will not only touch on the ladies, but we will also bring you some more EPs. But let's get back to ladies, man. This week, bread boy brought us, I want to say, how is her name? I'm going to like, is Kiana Lede or Lede? I don't know.
I think it's Lede.
Lede, okay. I like Lede. Like, hey, what's up, Lede?
Hey, Lede.
Hey, Lede. And you brought grudges, man. What decides you to bring us that to the table?
You know, just randomly, like, catching it. Like, I just looked up albums that came out in 2023 just to see what's up. And I looked up R&B, and then this one popped up. I was like, this one looks interesting. You know, like you said, we try to advocate and listen to all the women that are in the music industry. And I was like, why not? Let's check it out. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I liked it. I was caught off guard. I will say that. I'm not
Indeed.
Too familiar with her.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of glad I kind of bumped into this. Apparently she's had multiple albums out.
Okay.
It's funny, as I did more research, like, there's just one line on Wikipedia that says Kiana identifies as queer, and I was like, whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Oh man.
No, I'm sorry fuck. Boys, I'm sorry. I know you guys were excited for it.
Yeah, but, damn.
But she's apparently a kid actor. She's very talented, and she won like a Kids Bop I think like a contest like back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I think out of 45,000 submissions, she was like the number one. So she got her record deal from RCA with that audition.
Yeah.
And then things were kind of slow. And, you know, now she's obviously putting out albums now. And I'm really excited to hear what you guys have to say about this. Hopefully you guys were on a similar trajectory regarding how you guys feel about the album. And firstly, just about her as an artist.
Okay, she's signed by RCA. That's very fucking interesting. A little disappointed about the lesbian thing, but
man, you're like 1 out of 5.
Yeah, that just changed my score completely. Like, shit was garbage. Like, it fucking has nothing to do with me. I was gonna kiss her ass for no reason. No, man. For those of you that don't know what we do here on the Audio Files, we review music, man. And so every week, one of our, you know, members brings an album for us to select and review. And we're gonna go. Well, we start off with our initial thoughts. And man, like Bread Boy said, man. I'm really glad we got a piece of this. No pun intended. Or pun intended. But man, like, I'm really glad. It says it was released in June 2023, and man, like, I don't know how we missed it. I'm glad, like I said, we got to catch up to it, because I was surprised. Given the fucking, I mean, the climate of the culture right now, given the album cover, I was already judging this poor woman, and I was just like, man, this is gonna be another trash album of somebody talking about getting banged by like 11 dudes, you know? But it was a tale of heartbreak, and it was a tale of all the emotions, yeah, of going through it, you know? Like, it's crazy, like, I think records are like a snapshot of who you are in the period of time, and like, even though she's talking about grudges and being bitter, like, I don't think she's gonna be bitter. I think she's gonna get out of it with this shit. This shit was well produced. I was really surprised, and man, those were my initial thoughts. So, Bebo, what about you, man?
Yeah, first of all, I have seen her name before on a feature, which might be a little foreshadowing of what we'll review next. But other than that, I haven't checked out any of her albums or anything like that. And that's the beauty of this podcast, right? I think I was a little on the opposite end of the spectrum. First of all, I want to start by saying she has a great voice, great vocal range, and we've been listening through the course of 5 seasons to a ton of albums. And yeah, I think the podcast has definitely made it easier for me to distinguish like albums that kind of stand out from the pack or make them a little unique.
Something that
makes it stick out from the rest, so to speak. And I thought the first half of this album did a really good job of that. I would like you guys were saying, it was well produced, some catchy choruses and good singing on them. But I feel like my problem with that this particular album was that, excuse me, was that she packed a lot of the charismatic tracks in the first half, and then a lot of the slower tempoed ones were in the back. So once it got to like the second half of the album, it was just too slow for me personally. And I don't think there was enough chances taken on this one. It was a little like too safe of an R&B project. And that was my main critiques, is that it's an R&B project, but I just felt like she followed a blueprint like of everything else that's out there. And like, she didn't really take any chances that make me feel like, who is she as an artist? Like, what flavor does she bring to the market that isn't out already, you know? And also, I was a little disappointed by the closing track. I thought it was going to end on Closure, because it would have made sense.
It should have ended on Closure, yeah.
And then we get Magic, so that was a little disappointing too. But yeah, overall, I would say I was a little let down by it, because I think she has so much potential and she has a great voice and she has that star power. But I think she played it a little too safe for my liking on this project.
Hell yeah. All right. What about you, Stallion? What were you thinking when you first heard this?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think I really enjoyed this project. It definitely gave me kind of like that SZA meets a little bit of Ariana Grande vibes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys know that meme where like it's like the girl buying the guy like a PlayStation, or like the meme of like the girl like railing the guy?
Yeah.
That's what I felt the whole entire time listening to this, and I wasn't mad at it. So I was like, oh god, like, yes, I'll be your bitch boy. But
I was in love, yeah.
But overall, I definitely, project I did enjoy. I definitely agree that I did get a little soft towards the second half. But you know, I still stayed hard for most of the project.
Oh yeah.
And I also, and I think I always critique like the skits and a little bit of like interlude type things that most albums have, but
yeah,
for this one I didn't really mind them. I thought they're placed well. I even liked the one that, there's a track, I think it was Everybody Know, where it's like the whole entire track you're like singing along with her, and at the end of it, like, it's like a person singing along with it. I'm like, damn, is that how bad I sound?
The one with LMA.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, well, fuck me, but all right. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed the project, and I do agree, like, the pastings, kind of the way it was, what's it called, track list was laid out, wasn't the greatest, but overall I enjoyed it.
Right on. Brebo, we actually asked you, what were you thinking when you first heard it, man? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I know, man. It's cool. It's whatever.
That's all good, man.
I don't even care anymore. No, I'm just kidding. No. You guys kind of all spoke on it, because, like, I said, like, for me, like, just this is, like, my first time listening to her, so I'm kind of, like, excited to hear, like, the potential that she has.
Yeah.
But for, like, a 50-minute album, 18 songs, like, it sounded way too long, and it goes back to what you guys said, like, the second half was just kind of, like, really slow. Actually, like, if I look at my notes, I think I put, like, 7 songs I put can remove, that you can leave it out of the album.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then now I find it like more ironic because she's like talking shit about like this guy. She's like, you gave me this good dig and now you think you could leave me. And then I look up on Wikipedia and she's like, she's queer. And now I'm like, I don't know if she's just straight. You know, like, yeah, you know?
It was a strap-on, guys. She's queer. It was a strap-on.
It's like anti-queer baiting, you know what they say? So I was like, man, she probably don't even like dick, you know? or that dick was so bad, like so good, and she's hurt so bad, she's like, I'm going to try a woman now.
Right?
That's what I think it is. Yeah. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. But honestly, yeah, like, I think Addie definitely hit it on, you know, like, the nail on the head with the vocals being kind of like a little bit of Ariana Grande. I actually thought it was kind of like a Tori Kelly slash, like, Ariana Grande vibe.
Yeah.
So she for sure has, like, potential. And for me, being this is, like, the first album to listen to, I'm hoping the next ones have, like, you know, like, she experiments a little bit more. But album-wise, definitely there's a lot of improvements that I would have done. And we could definitely get into that.
Right on.
Yeah, girl, just sing about what you like. Like, I'll listen to it. Like, it's okay. Like, when you said she was queer, I was like, what? We just got robbed. Yeah.
Scissors.
Girl, I love your tits.
Me too. I love them too.
Right?
There is
Sit
a line
on
that
my
she's...
face.
There was a line that confused me because she was like, "Sit, like, I want your pussy," and I was like, "Wait, that doesn't make sense with what the line previously where it was like, did you dig me down?" But some she like the next line was like, "I want your pussy," and I was like, "That is Whoa. It just confused the fuck out of me."
She wants like, it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Respect the game. All right, and we're going to go ahead and move along again. If you're not familiar with what we do, we go over our original thoughts of first plays. We go over our favorite beats, favorite tracks, least favorite tracks. We'll probably do that shit today for show. And then we'll give you some notable mentions, maybe refer you to any music by the artist, and then we'll finally give it a rating. So with that being said, Bread Boy, what were your favorite instrumentals off this project?
Yeah, of course. I actually really liked the first one. I really liked that Bitter Bitch interlude. Turns out she is actually a professional pianist. It's interesting because I really liked the organ at the end. I felt like it was very like angelic, and it's kind of ironic that this is like a Grudges album, so like it's hella toxic, but everything seems kind of like soft. Like puts me in my soft, like a girl soft era, you know. And I just like that organ with the harp. I felt like that was like nice and silky. I liked it. That was one of my favorite ones. I really liked Gone with Bryson Tiller. I just really liked the kind of like the Afrobeat that went with that. Mm-hmm. And it really went well with like the previous song, like the way it kind of like it melodied into it from Promise Me, which is hella toxic. But to be fair, there's a bunch of hella toxic songs. But I really enjoyed those. So I would say Bitter Bitch, Promise Me, and Gone were probably my top songs. Top three instrumentals.
Yeah, interesting that she's a pianist and she doesn't like penis. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite instrumentals are, that's just the 10-year-old Anthony coming out. sorry. My favorite tracks or favorite beats were Promise Me Again, like Red Boy said. It kind of had like that Janet Jackson like kind of vibe to it, like if Janet Jackson was actually nasty. And then I like just Jealous, the energy on Jealous, the beat, and then Closure, man. Closure had a dope beat, and like we said, it was probably the best way they could have closed the album. What about you, Bebo? Favorite beats?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bread Boy on this one, Gone. It had a nice bounce to it. I enjoyed the keys and drums on the beat. It had like that Afrocentric-ness to it, if that's even a word. Jealous, that one had a deep bass to it that I really enjoyed as well.
Yeah.
And then same type was more stripped down. It was a piano, but it was really jazzy. And I don't know if you guys remember that album we reviewed by Seba Capstad, but it really sounded like one of their instrumentals. It was very, very similar. So I dug it for that reason.
Right on. What about you, Stallion? Favorite beats off this project?
I'm gonna echo that same type. I definitely like the smooth piano on that that beat. Some other beats I might have liked. I thought Focus had a very infectious beat that I liked.
Yeah.
And I really liked the track, the beat for Deeper. I don't know. That made me start. I was dry humping my steering wheel when I was listening to that. So I was like, oh, whoa.
You too?
Like, yeah.
Oh, man. No, I had to
pull over. I was like, whoa.
It was like that one dog, that one bulldog that
I was like humping the steering wheel. Yeah, that was me for sure.
Oh man, this project had great instrumentation. I just want to say that it was really easy to listen to because of the instrumentals. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to favorite tracks. Favorite tracks. I don't know what the hell I was about to say, but favorite tracks. Bread Boy, man, what were your favorite songs off this project?
I still really like Bitter Bitch, just because I just like how at the end it's like, hey, like, this album's gonna be hella toxic, and now we've been kind of bamboozled about what she really likes, so you know, it's whatever. But I also like Gone with Bryson Tiller. Yeah. I know B was just a big fan of Bryson Tiller, and so am I, because he makes me feel a certain way, you know.
Don't,
you're awakening something in me, man. I also kind of like Whoa. Gemini Slander, because I didn't realize that it was Bryson Tiller talking shit about how from Gone, it's Bryson Tiller talking shit about the Gemini stuff.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It's like, I don't give a fuck what astrology sign you are. It's y'all toxic, like, you know. It's just funny.
Yeah, I would say those three.
Right on, man. I'm going to go with Jealous, man. That shit was just fucking popping. Deeper, I like the sentiment on it. It's just fucking, you know. I like the whole, everything about that song. And then Let Me Know, man. I like the fact that it was a song about, like, you know, she built up a man only for him to switch up. And, like, you got me fucked up. You got, I love that shit. So, Toxic Queen in the house. I dig it. What about you, people?
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Gone. Apart from liking the beat, like Bread Boy was saying, I like the feature. I thought Bryson killed his feature. Mm-hmm. The hook was catchy, too.
Yep.
Also, Gemini Slander. This is one where, for sure, I definitely heard the Ariana Grande, and she had the melody going, and her cadence on the track was really cool. Jealous, super relatable. I mean, who can't relate to this one unless you're a redhead or something like that? you know, just not wanting to be jealous, but, you know, secretly you're like, man, fuck her work husband, you know?
Yeah, fuck that.
and then honorable mention to Focus. I also really like the hook on that one.
Yeah, I get her Starbucks.
Don't get her Starbucks. Well,
fucking, you don't even know her order, bitch. Fucking.
God.
Whoa. You don't know how many pumps she needs? Fucking. I was kidding. At home and in the cup. Fucking. I was kidding. what about you, Stallion?
Two pumps and she's done.
Yeah, that's all she needs.
That's all she needs. That's all she ever craves.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just echo some of the same songs you guys did. Definitely like the intro with Bitter Bitch. I like how she's like, I'm a bitter bitch, so what? Yeah. And I definitely like Jealous, like you guys said. She's like, bitch, I'm jealous, but so what? She was like, and you know, I can relate to that song a lot because, you know, like sometimes I give that good dick that just makes people jealous. So, you know, it's just, I know it happens a lot. Yep, so, yep. You know,
yes, King.
It's a struggle out here sometimes, you know, but, and then Deeper, again, like I said, I was humping my steering wheel. I definitely like that track a lot. I'm like, girl, like, that's all I got. You know, she wishes we could go deeper. I'm like, that's all I got. I don't know what you want from me. But, you know.
Fucking rubbing.
Two inches is all I got. It's, you know, it's the deep end over here.
At this point, we're just rubbing pelvic bones. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. good shit. All right, gentlemen, least favorite tracks. Let's go ahead and start off with the Bread Boys, since it's your pick, sir. Least favorite tracks.
Yeah, pretty much anything after the intro. No, I'm just kidding.
Lies.
I was kind of disappointed with the ending. I feel like Magic didn't really do much for me.
Yeah.
What else? I did like the Khalid one. I forgot about that. Would have been my notable mention. Closure. It wasn't as strong. I feel like it. I wish it was. I can see why it would end there, but I just feel like it didn't hit as much. You know. Same thing with Damage. I feel like it just didn't stand out. I feel like there was just a couple. Like, yeah. Like, if you listen to it, like, if that was the only thing, I can see why you keep it. But I feel like there was just too many that were repetitive. Yeah. And I was just like, just choose one and move on. Mm. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to echo Magic. It just fucking seemed so out of place. I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I wasn't really fucking with that. And I don't know, to me it seemed like self-aware. It was like especially Rad for Jealous, it was just kind of like I forgot about that track, so just that's just me though. But what about you, Bebo?
Yeah, I think Bread Boy put it perfectly. A lot of these tracks came in that second half, and it's not that they were bad tracks, it's just I don't know, I think the first half was filled with so much charisma, it's like ooh, yeah, that's what I want for the whole project, you know what I'm saying? And so when it slows down and it stays at that pace, it's like oh man. So I had Grudges, Deserve. The mixing was a little weird on the track Deserve, I felt like, and then Same Type, not necessarily a bad track, but it just didn't pop, it didn't stand out in the second half of the album.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was the main issue, you know what I'm saying, for me at least.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Addison? Any least favorite tracks?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the track Grudges, especially being like the title track. I kind of expected a little. She was being super zesty and like, I'm a bitch, you know, you're jealous. And then all the Grudges, like, I can't wait for her to get into it. And she was like, Deserve to. I definitely felt like it was a song where she just edged me and then it went to like a weird phone call. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. It was too short. I felt like it was going up and up and then it just kind of just stayed there. I was like, whatever. And now I don't know. I don't say it's not a bad track at all, but the Bryson Tiller track Gone, there's a line in there that about pain in Spain, and I maybe almost crashed my car.
That's like, a fucking bar. That
was a bar. Shout out to D. That's poop soup, dude. Yeah. I just heard that one. I was like, hell no, dude. Come on.
I almost threw my phone out the window.
Hey, only Bryson Tiller can say that and get away with it, man. That's all.
He tried to slip it in, whoa, but you know, I still heard it. So.
Hey, let him cook. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Cook some top ramen or something.
Oh shit. Speaking of lines, any notable mentions, any notable lines that stood out to you, any song concepts?
That Spain bar.
Yeah.
Hard.
Fire. Hot fire. Hot fire.
Yes. Speaking of hard, on Too Far, I just put she's digmatized. That's all I wrote for that. Yeah.
That should have been the title of the album.
Stigmatized. Honestly, yeah, because now everything makes sense. The more you read into it, you're like, I see why she's going the other way.
Mm. Speaking of
2 inches in the track Deeper, where she says, it's paradise once you're inside. I'm like, hell yeah.
Shit.
Deeper. Speaking
10 out of 10.
Come kiss, come and kiss my thoughts, seduce my mind. Fucking.
Oh.
Hope you got stamina for life.
Like, ooh. I'll dick your mind. Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, gentlemen, you hear that sound? It is time for the producer's chair. We're gonna ask you guys, what do you think you would have done if you were the producer to make this album better? Bread Boy, you go first. Shoot.
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna try to speak for everyone, where we could just. You could probably cut this album by half, and you'd be solid, honestly, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I agree, man.
She just came in really hard, but she didn't finish strong, and that was it. She didn't finish strong.
Like, it's weird because we usually say that we like them to stay along the theme, you know, and like let the theme be the theme, you know. But it just starts getting a little too corny with like Too Far and Deeper and Deserves, like all the like the typical like tropes of like a breakup, you know, just like they were all there. It was like boom, boom, boom. It was like, and I feel like they forced those songs in there just to stay along with the theme. You know what I mean? And it's just like,
yeah.
I agree with you guys. I think we cut that shit down big time, and we got a way better album. Anybody else? Bebo, what do you think, man?
Yeah, that's exactly what I put in my notes. I put, this should have been like a 40-minute album where you cut out most of the slower tracks. I think keeping between 2 or 3 would have helped it. But I do have to give her credit for the features she got for the album, because I feel like most of the features on here, I liked those tracks. And sometimes, you know, with other albums, we're like, oh, the feature, kind of disappointed. But I think, you know, the features added a layer of something to the album.
Yeah. And Get Rid of Magic, that had no business. Make that a Lucy. I don't know.
Yeah, for a bonus track or something.
Yeah. What about you, Addison? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think the same, like you guys said, cut the album, a lot of tracks that could have been cut out there. What else? I thought maybe it could have used maybe like I know Bryson Tiller was not like a rapper, but I think it could have maybe had a track with like a, I don't know, an artist. I was trying to look up someone that's on that same label as her, but I couldn't really find anyone but besides Jayshon. And I was like, what the fuck? Jayshon still makes music? but I don't know. I just feel like it could have used like a little bit of a hip hop element in there. I don't know.
Like a toxic male artist kind of, you know?
Yeah. Future.
Like an Isaiah.
Like West Side
like
Gun.
Isaiah, boom, like boom, an Isaiah boom, Rashad.
Do, 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 do. Hey, yo. Deeper.
Yeah.
she does have a song with Future. Or no, she has a song with Offset, I believe. So yeah, maybe one of the Migos, you know, pop in a track with that.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Something else, yeah. All right, that is gonna take us to the check me out, gentlemen. Do we have anything else by Miss Kiana Lede?
I do have that track where she's featured with the artist called Destin Conrad with a track called Unpredictable. I really like that one, so definitely check that one out.
All right, anything else? All right, well, if you are listening and you are fans of the podcast and you're on IG, send us some of your tracks if you may know any more about Miss Kiana Lede. And we'll probably post them because, yeah. all right, with that being said, we'll go ahead and take it to our rating. All right, this is the first foursome we've had in a while, so it's going to be interesting. Bread Boy, what would you give this out of 5, my friend?
You know, I'm gonna be honest, I really enjoyed a lot of the first half, not the second half, and normally I would just kind of give it a 2.5 out of 5, but I think I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt and just say this was like a solid 3 point. I'll go 3.8 for the first half, so yeah. That's a 76%.
Man, I liked it. For what it was, I agree. But the tracks I was bumping, there's something about them, man. They're well produced. I like her talent. I like the idea of this. And this is before I knew she was a lesbian. So so I'm going to give it a 4.2, man. I give it a little bit higher. It's like it's a B minus, I think.
Pull a Drake and say you're a lesbian too, you know?
Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I love women too, me. Like. Vagina twins. people, your rating, sir.
Yeah, I'm right with Bread Boy. I had to dock a lot of points for that second half of the album. Had it been consistent, it would have been a lot higher, but I'm gonna go with it's around a C plus for me, so 3.8.
Interesting. Addison, final shot. What are you gonna give this thing?
Where am I going to shoot my shot?
Shoot your shot. Yeah, shoot your load, please.
Say less. Yeah, for me, again, I did enjoy, like I said, I do find myself listening to more of the first half of this album. So, I thought it was a solid B, so I ended up giving it just a straight 4.
Ah, interesting. 3.9. C plus. And
so if we can get a drum roll, fellas, we have a 79%.
79 for the lesbians. Just a little above a 69. Just kidding. That's probably insensitive in some way or form. All right, gentlemen, last question of the day. Will you cop the vinyl? Red Boy. I still don't got a record player, man.
Yeah, how'd you read it? If I had a record player, I'd buy it.
Really?
I think I'd buy it, yeah. Just it. I feel like she'd have some cool cover art.
Before I found out she was a lesbian, I would have bought it. After, I'm like, nah, I'm not going to give that lesbian my money.
Wow. What a fool.
On International Women's Month, man? Oh, my God.
Damn.
It's almost over.
He's not an ally.
No.
You're a fool.
Bebo, would you cop the vinyl?
I don't think so, man. I think, you know, when it comes to, you know, after that Kali Uchis album, she set the bar so high, and I'm like, you know, that's what it is for me. So this one had some good things to it, but, like, to cop a vinyl, I have to like it front to back, you know?
He's like, yeah, this one didn't make me horny.
Half chub, maybe.
Kali Uchis, on the other hand. Or Kedias was nasty. Sucio.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah. Addison, yeah, Addison, you copping the vinyl?
I mean, I'm staring at the artwork right now, and it's a nice artwork. Maybe if, I mean, I'm assuming shouldn't have much listeners, so it shouldn't be that expensive, right? So I'm going to say, yeah, let me copy it, especially if there's like a sale, like half off sale at the record store. Or...
Yeah. If you see it for 15, you're getting it.
Yeah.
Right on. I
think so.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Some for the ladies. I mean, I'll get it like way down the line and forget that I need to get it. Alrighty, gentlemen, we don't really have any news, but I wanted to bring this up just because I thought it was funny. Rapper Dylon from, do you guys remember Making the Band? He recently had an interview where he blamed Dave Chappelle and in his skit a version of Making the Band for ruining his career. What do you guys think? It's Spit Hot Fire, man. top five rappers of all time. Dylon. So, what do you guys think?
Dylon was a real person? I was kidding. I mean,
from what I heard, like, when they put out tracks, I wasn't impressed with Dylon. Like, the tracks he was putting out, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, on the Bad Boys.
Yeah, he definitely felt like, it definitely didn't feel like he really fit with that group.
No.
Like, he didn't, it was really weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to go ahead and say, like, if anything, that should have made him more famous. And right? The fact that he sucked ass, like, he shot himself in the foot, you know?
Yeah, he should have capitalized on that, right? Like, fucking, Dave Chappelle, that was funny, yeah. But then really put out some fucking hot fire, right? Like,
right.
You know? Everyone's looking at you. Hey, fucking do something. Oh, man. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to bring that up to the group. So, yeah, with that being said, who's got next pick? Bebo, you got
it's
next
me.
Pick.
Yeah. I wanted to choose an album, but since we're kind of like, we're on a shorter week, I think I'm just going to go the 2 EP route, make it easy for us. I think I'm going to go with 2 EPs to get your guys' thoughts. One of them is by Blue. I want to get your guys' thoughts. I think he's kind of lost his touch, but I want to see how you guys feel about it. So that's one. It's the EP is called Royal Blue. And then the other one is going to be a project by the artist that I alluded to, who had a song with the artist we just did today called Destin Conrad. And he has an EP called Submissive. So those are the two that we're going to review next week.
Whew, he didn't pick my pick. All right, cool. It's like, anything that EP is out of the way. Good job, Bebo. Good job. Getting it done early. I like it. All right, gentlemen. Yes, songs of the week. Any songs you're rocking to? Anything that just popped up? Anything that's going to get you pumped up for the weekend? What do you guys got, Bread Boy? Since it's your episode, you go first, sir.
Yes, sir. I was listening to Joe Rogan Experience with the, what is it, Cowboy Mexican, Cowboy OT, and like they were
that Mexican OT.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot. Like that. Yeah, something like that. But they had mentioned an album that I was like checking out. It's pretty good. The name of the song, let me pull it up real quick. It's Bonafide Funk by the Brand New Heavies. Really enjoyed it. I like it. Hopefully you guys can check it out.
Oh, yes.
And then my next song, nah, that'll be it. That'll be my only one for now. Keep it a one.
Right on. This week, man, I've been hyped up with wrestling. The road to WrestleMania is coming up. The Rock and his cousin Roman Reigns have been rocking out. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys Roman Reigns' theme song, Head of the Table. Fucking, this shit fucking makes me feel like a boss. Fucking go check that shit out. Nipsey Hussle, man. For some reason, I've just been bumping this shit every time I come home from, like, as soon as school's out, I fucking turn this shit on. So it's fucking funny. That's how I knew. Fucking off of Mailbox Money, man. Just fucking, it's just dope. System of a Down, Spiders, man, just fucking came on, and I was like, oh, that's an oldie but goodie, so go check that shit out, fucking some old System of a Down. So yeah, what about you, Bebo?
Heck yeah. I'm gonna go with I've been rapping them heavy, this band from the IE. Their second album comes out next month, so I can't wait to review it here on the podcast, but they're called Brain Story, and their album is produced by L. Michael's Affair. And they have a track called Listen that I'm really digging off, that new album coming out. And then I went on a deep dive into Nirvana, and they have a track called School that I really like. So those are going to be my two.
Hell yeah. What about you, Addison? Songs of the week?
Yeah, I just got one. It's a kind of a random one, but I listen to it a lot. It's by Craig David. He has a song called
Classic.
My heart will be waiting for you, or something like that. That's
the guy that had that like song with like Monday, huh? And then he does all the days.
Monday, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, not that one. Oh shit!
Not that one.
Who's that?
I don't remember, but this guy had a track where he like talks about picking up on some chick, or is he? He might be talking like multiple chicks, and he's like, on Wednesday I'm digging this chick, and then
he's like, I'm
yeah, something like that.
Monday took her train ride Tuesday.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. By Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's shit. We chilled on Sunday. It's like, oh, okay. That's
so you didn't fuck her?
No, not on Sundays. Not on Sundays.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here at the Audiophiles. You stay safe. You stay sexy, I guess.
Is that a question?
I mean, did you ever stop being sexy? But please don't. Well, shout out to all you baby mamas out there. Hit us up on IG at the Audiophiles Instagram, Audiophiles Podcast on Instagram, and you know, shoot your shot. Actually, shoot your shot. It's March Madness. Shooters gotta shoot.
And it was good to have the stallion back. Man.
Welcome back, my dude. Back. He's back in the stable where he belongs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll catch you guys later. Till next time. Peace.